Blog Talk Radio.
Profit game.
Snipe on that beat.
Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shouty got a big old butt, oh yeah, yo. Find it for she patty it up, she give them hell. Came alone, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah, yo. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Slide through the parking lot. Four barrel, four speed with the tool exhaust. Work the graveyard shift, I should be exhausted. Everything that but then I should be a model. Headed to a private party at the rooftop. Totally hit the button, then the roof drop. Memo sauce keep dripping like the fog. Quick stop, gotta make a bank deposit. Phone keep blowing up, stand at the spot lit. And she just wanna twerk with her ratchet friends. And I'ma just smoke and kick some player shit. And watch her shake her ass in that little dress. Pull up on the scene and make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shouty got a big old butt, oh yeah. Find it for she patted it up, she give him hell. Came alone, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. What's your name? Got a man, never mind it. You eyeing me like I ain't gon' eye back. Your plan D, I shoot a 3 for a heat check. Alert from Gmail, couple thousand from an e-check. Smelling like peaches and cream, rolling ruts and Russian cream. Dance while she drink her hips, move to the beat. Gotta keep it on you when you move through the street. Say she from Decatur, but she move through the city. She wanna dance, but she don't wanna hurt a man's feelings. Yeah, and I don't kiss and tell. Really, I don't kiss and I don't snitch. So who the fuck I'm telling? Pull up on the scene and make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shouty got a big old butt, oh yeah. Find it for she patted it up, she give him hell. Came alone, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long. Doing a little twerk dance all night long.
Talk round table.
You're
in the building. What's going on?
What's happening?
It's me and you tonight. I don't know if anybody else is coming in or what, but it's me and you right now. And I'm just trying to figure out, since this is your state, what the hell going on with Georgia? Now, I just read something about a Georgia councilman. He was arrested for allegedly using racial slurs and threatening to shoot a woman.
He's so crazy, man.
I don't understand. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to read y'all a little bit of this. It's a Fort Valley, Georgia councilman. He was arrested after allegedly calling a woman the N-word multiple times and threatening to shoot her in the face. Now, this is one of Georgia's councilmen. Okay. Jimmy Barnes was arrested on July the 12th and released 3 days later under the guidance of an ankle monitor after posting a $50,000 bond, WGXA reports. The incident transpired at a highway convenience store. The councilman of more than 20 years was charged with aggravated assault and terroristic threats and subsequently removed from his committee chair position over the matter. Barnes was elected in 2019 and his term is set to end in 2023, and he was not suspended from the council. Now, what in the world is really going on in Georgia? These racist folks is just coming out of the woodwork in major offices that it is just disturbing to see how much hate is in power right now. So I know you in Georgia, you in Atlanta tonight, and the crime rate was through the roof.
Ooh. Yep.
You know, all during the pandemic, all through all of this stuff that happened, all through everything, Atlanta was still popping. Georgia was one of the first states that was like, it ain't no pandemic.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I want to get your thoughts on why do you think it is that this councilman has not been suspended from his position after these charges, you know, alleged charges, you know, of him using the N-word multiple times it said, and threatening to shoot this lady in the face, in public, and you are a councilman. Yeah.
Come on. So, I think he ain't get suspended yet because, you know, they probably got to go through proper protocol with that incident. But I think, really, he should be fired, like, ASAP. You know, that's my opinion.
Right.
But, you know, we dealing with the government. So, you know, they go through a whole different kind of shit. So we just got to sit here and pray and hope he gets fired, he gets suspended. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we in the crazy town, man, because I'm going to say, like, even with me being in Atlanta, man, we got crime going crazy. We got mayors leaving. We got a police chief left. Like, all this shit been going on. And we got a lot of people that stormed the Capitol came from Georgia. So we got all this shit going on during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
and then
weird.
Like we got mall shooting. Like we like Lenox. This shit is like ASAP. It's a daily thing now. Like I don't even go up there. You see what I'm saying? We used to party in Lenox, the whole area. Now we don't even go up there because of the violence. There's violence everywhere. We got. I don't even want to talk about people getting their cars snapped. Like,
that's
anything
crazy.
New, anything new, they're snatching. They don't give a fuck if it's 2012 and up. If that shit look kind of new, your shit going to get snatched. This is all in Georgia, all in Atlanta.
And listen, no, it's not, because apparently whoever is doing this in Georgia is making their way on down the interstate.
See, that's what I'm saying. They
our car lot, two major car lots, one in Valley and one in Opelika just recently got hit. And these people is pulling off with new-ass cars without the keys.
Yep.
Like, without the keys. Yep. They don't even got no keys.
Without,
and they driving off and these people new shit. And they immediately turning their own car off. Whoever this is very skilled in what they're doing. So if they coming on down the interstate, because two major ones just got hit, like, you know, a couple months apart from each other. So they making their way on
that's
down
crazy.
The interstate. Yeah, one lot lost like $35,000 in damages, and this is just after, you know, they had to pay whatever they had to pay for the loss of the vehicles. So it's bad.
It is bad. Even I'm gonna say even the rental car people, because you know I work with a towing lot. We get so many rental cars stolen. let's see, wrecked. But it might be even the VIN numbers flipped. Like these people doing a whole lot of shit with these cars.
Oh my god!
Like they stealing them and doing whatever. They doing whatever with them. That's why I said, man, y'all gotta be safe out here. Y'all gotta watch your surroundings. Always lock your doors, and if you got your key file with you, always know, even if you buy that car, motherfuckers can steal it. So you need to be away from the motherfucking cars and know your surroundings.
That's right. Things are not bad. Anton is in the building. I wanted to ask you, because I know you dropped out of the call, but I wanted to ask you, about this Georgia councilman. How do you feel about him not being suspended from his position after allegedly, you know, cursing this black lady out, calling her the N-word several times, and threatening to shoot her in the face?
Well, you know how that go. I'm dealing with my own issue with them southern states, with Alabama right now. So they feel they should deal with us in justice. But Constitution states that once she was deemed a person, she had certain rights. And him as a person who was holding a seat in the office that's elected, his ass need to be gone. I don't care if he apologized or not. He's held to a certain standard. And once you cross a certain line, you should remove yourself. And once you don't decide to do that, we got to remove him. So fuck his apology. We need their respect, and we need them to treat our women as they supposed to treat them. And so he got to go.
Yeah. Because that's just not even cool. That's not cool. And we were talking about the rate of the cars that's being stolen around, like Atlanta. They coming on down. I was telling Mike they coming on down back this way now. Because he said they stealing everything in Atlanta. Anything, you know, what's the model site in it, or 20 what?
Look, if it look new, I'm going to say 2012 and up. If your car look decent, they don't care. They stealing it. You know what I'm saying?
So as a reformed street nigga and criminal, I just will say this. In my younger years, I heard that you used to get like $500-$600 for like Pontiac 6000s, Hondas Accords. Like we would get the current. I mean, not we, but they would get the current year.
get the current year.
As a shorty, like 13 to 15, they was paying $500-$600 for these cars. So we was going to get them. We'll catch the bus to the mall. We'll go up there while the teacher's teaching at school. And, hey, I ate. I mean, they ate pretty well back in the day off of. So I can only imagine nowadays what's going on. And, yes, it's everywhere, man. If it's a chop shop, somebody hungry, they're going to figure out how to get that car over there. So I don't promote that fully for reentry, for doing the right thing. But I've been there where, you know, hey, you got to get out how you live. So they're going to have to up their security. They're going to have to figure out a way to put something in them cars that you can't disable, which will probably cost more than the car. So
yeah.
I think some insurance or something, I don't know. But, yeah, I root for the underdog. So if you you making your bread, get your bread, just be careful.
So, also in Georgia, y'all, Warnock is trying to introduce, like, a expanded Medicaid program for the states that just will not expand Medicaid. Like, they just will not, even though the government is giving them money to do it, they just will not do it. So they're trying to, like, give another option to have some type of medical coverage for the people who make over the amount that you know, to qualify, and just under the amount to receive benefits. I think that's how it goes. But anyway, they are trying, y'all, to expand Medicaid, and we as black people know how important Medicaid is in our communities. So if you can support Warnock and what he's doing, he is trying to help you to get health coverage, health insurance, just like Medicaid. It's a mimic of Medicaid. It's the same thing, and it's already funded. So if they were to decide to go ahead and go along with it, then it's already funded because the government already distributed money for those programs that these states just don't allow. They just don't allow it because they set in their ways, and they don't care if the lower income people have insurance coverage or not. So y'all support Warnock.
And this is something I really want to add. We've done this in other states. We've literally done what they're trying to do in Georgia. Availability for people in states that have done it, like from the League of Heroes, There are resources to train you. We actually have a training in 2 weeks with the ACLU on the fourth Wednesday. It's on the fourth, on a Wednesday, excuse me. But people are able to change policy. People are able to change the mindset and ideals that are stated by their sitting governors, senators, city councilmen. And how you do this is first start with petition. And then past petition, you start having meetings with people. And it's regular people. We was regular people. You know, people will look at you in shirt and tie, talking to governors, senators, and they'll think that, you know, forget that you come from the same type of community they come from. So I just would really like to push people to reach out to Shalanda, Bird Vision, Black Women Rising, Frat Inc., any community resource you know, and usually we'll know how to get you in touch with people like the ACLU and different parties that will help your voice be heard in your state, your you know, your city. They owe you to do what the citizens need and want. And you have to remember that. And there are resources to train you to get the policies passed. Medical is very important, very, very important. And we're not, can't do it by, you know, by, it's not a solo job. It's something that it would take the people to do. So please engage. It takes Facebook and Instagram and Google nowadays. You can ask your phone and it'll pull it up for you. Click a link and you involved, they'll send you all the information. So I just wanted to add that little tidbit.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all do that because it's important. And I know, y'all, trust me, I know, Black people are tired of politics. I know y'all tired of politics because I'm tired of politics. But it's the politics of it that brings about the change. And so you just gonna have to hold on a little while longer.
And not the policy makers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but don't concentrate on the person. Concentrate on the policy. And when you realize you are the people and the person who is really the decision maker in the politics, it'll change your viewpoint. And I'll give it back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I also want to talk about this, y'all. Because I want to get y'all's opinion. It's so much going on. Like, there's so many things I want to bring out, and there's so many topics that I want to talk about, but I know we won't be able to cover all of them tonight. But this is another thing. What do you guys think about the billionaires travel into space? Have you guys seen that?
I just seen, what's his name, Jeff Bezos, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen him take a little flight.
Right.
And the guy from Virgin Mobile, what's his name? Yeah, him, Bezos. It's four or five of them. They all got some nice stuff to take off. They're on a race. So
yeah,
we're trying to
I
see
saw,
what they're talking about.
I saw a little tidbit of some of the interview from when they got back. And they showed some of the footage of them actually being in space. Mm-hmm. Floating around in this little tadpole like thing, and they're all excited, and they're talking about people taking trips to outer space soon. So how do you guys, do you feel like, because see, I won't even hardly book a trip on Delta, you know, to fly to a different state, you know what I'm saying? So I know damn well I'm not gonna be booking no ticket to space. But I'm just curious, is anybody on this panel interested in booking a flight to space?
Of course. Of course. I wanna see what it's like. I wanna see. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I wanna see vicariously through you, my brother.
You know what I'm saying? I just wanna see.
You might really
take your phone. Take your phone, so I can.
You might really.
Because I ain't going.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I'm not there. I'm sorry. I'm not going to. First
did
of all,
did y'all see that sunset last night?
No, actually, I did. I saw it on your timeline. It was very
okay,
pretty.
Okay, I was about to say. I'm about to put it in the chat. I just had to add that. That was something that I think is associated to why they're going to space.
You don't even want to see all the stuff I done seen in the sky lately. But I wanted to talk to you guys about this because this is more too on the political end. America's billionaires got 60% or $1.8 trillion richer during the pandemic. And two of them are competing to be the first billionaire in space. So, on one hand, they're saying, these billionaires are saying, that they can't afford to pay taxes like we do. And yet, they can take a trip out into space. Now, I don't know about you, but I think a trip into space gonna cost you a lot of money. Did y'all see that thing they was on? Ain't no way in the world I would have set up to space. Did you see it tight? You would actually get on that?
I'm getting in though.
That thing had balloons coming off of it. Honey, I can't trust that. It didn't even look right tonight. It didn't even look right.
I ain't going in there. Look, I need mine specially custom made. See, if I'm going into space, and I know I got to pay a lot of money to go into space. I need my own shit to look right, or I ain't going. Like, it got to look luxury. It can't look plain Jane, you know?
Because it was real plain Jane. I'm talking about, like, one of the first Star Trek. It didn't even look good in Star Trek. It was some old... back, like you done melted some shit down in the backyard. I'm not finna ride it. So anyway, y'all, what America is saying to these billionaires is, if y'all can afford to go into space, then you can afford to pay taxes like the rest of us. People are encouraging.
Damn right, and they should have to do mandatory charity, too. Fuck that, how they do it to get tax returns and give it to their own companies and their children companies getting started. Give it to the people who need that shit. Put it in programs and scholarships that real people like us can see, because we don't see that shit. We hear about it, but we don't see that shit.
That's right. And so y'all really need to get behind that, too, because you can actually call these people. Like, you have a voice. Even from your home, you have a voice. You can call these people. You can dial in at 1-888-894-6720. And you can let your congressman know for your state how you feel about these billionaires being able to take off into space. And, honey, you can't even hardly pay your light bill.
Right.
You can't hardly pay your light bill, and they're going to beat your door down if you don't pay your taxes. And that's not right. That's not fair. It's not fair to the working people that actually make it happen. And I don't think
what you can do, I think people should, okay, so you can petition to your local state house, and you can ask them to come to one of the hearings or to a private congressional, a Senate hearing, a House meeting. And actually, when they're voting on these bills or considering these bills, you can actually go talk to them. Like, in your own words, or write them, or even, like she said, call them. But whatever is more convenient. But as far as being involved, we got to stop the billionaires from making our space their business, their corporation. It seems like a lot of people want to make money off our pain and suffering, which is the way of America, but we have to get something. We can't just let them keep making rules and laws, and they go into space with $1 trillion, and then we still have people who don't have homes, cars, they still don't have jobs, they still don't have a bank account or insurance. And so, one, they need to get on the medical. The money you're spending to go to space is enough to put everybody on real medical, not Medicaid, but Medicare type of insurance. You know, Humana. Let's be real, but they're going to waste the resources and then blame it on us and say global warming, but then you're building a lot of trash that's burning a lot of chemicals to put rockets up in the atmosphere. So make it make sense. What are we doing?
All the sense in the world, please. Because I can't understand why we was in the middle of the pandemic and they were talking about they were going to space with the Space Force. I didn't get that. We couldn't get a stimulus check, and y'all going to space?
But look, Tweety, you did say they got more richer during the pandemic. We barely got money.
Right.
We ain't even get no money.
We didn't get nothing. We didn't get nothing.
They balling off.
Just think if these small companies got a couple $100,000, $50,000, $20,000 for PPP, what do you think these billionaires who got factories and different stuff who shut down and said that they're out of $1 million or $10 million last year, what do you think they got? So let's be real. They capitalized like a mother off of our suffering again. We the one who got to get shots and be shut down, can't go to work, can't go to school. And then if you're still working, your kids can't go to school, so you're still going to get fired or go through some turmoil unless you're blessed. And so we got to take back control. We got to put people like from our community in those seats. We got to start holding these people accountable. We have time for live TV shows. We have time for social media, but we have to have time for what's going to govern us and put some money in our pockets and change the way they treat us out here. You know, the politicians have their way. The police have their way. Everybody got a way to treat us, and we got to treat us better.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. It's so much going on, y'all. It's so much on my mind. Now, this is something that really caught me off guard today. And, okay, I saw a release statement that said Biden, something about Biden's fury at Chinese cyber attacks. So now I'm trying to figure out what in the world. I thought they said that the Russians did the cyber attack. Didn't they say that? So
he who controls the printed page controls the thinking of the day. All you got to do is change some words.
Okay. it seems funny to me now that it's the Chinese.
You say China got the virus, China got the virtual virus.
Everything.
China is blamed for everything, damn it. Let them tell it. China did it all.
How come on, China did everything. And then, because I was confused. I was confused because I know damn well they said when Trump was in there, they were talking about the Russians were doing stuff.
Yep.
Now, Biden got this thing going on. It's China now. So now they say it was China. And then they were saying as far as the COVID was concerned, I had read somewhere that now they believe in the first theory or the rumor theory that it came from a lab and not a damn another animal.
Duh.
Well, didn't they rock the time to figure
that?
I didn't need the CDC to tell me that crap.
I don't know about nobody else.
They act like we slow or something. Like, we knew this.
Yeah.
I don't see Chinese people at every corner owning the stores. I don't see Chinese people in the community. So if anybody passing bugs out in the inner cities in the community, then it's the ones you put in here because we should be owning the stores, the liquor stores. We should be. You know, so I don't see no China.
It's so damn easy to hack into because everybody get in it when they feel like it. 12
exactly.
Year olds.
Yeah. They feel like 12 year olds. They get in it. When they feel like
When you click that box, I accept your terms. You signing your rights away to all your privacy. That's on any app.
You keep on talking about all this coding and teaching the kids how to code and code. The code is fucking y'all up. Because these children smarter than y'all.
Exactly. I started teaching mine that too, and that nigga run rings around me now. Shit, for real. He ain't even 17 yet.
I'm trying to tell you, these kids, they way more advanced when it comes to that. And then, that's why they really mad at China, because they kids, they'll blow out kids. Our kids be walking around, shit, them children on that driving heists and shit at 3 years old. These motherfuckers at 3 years old running around here to my, I want a piece of candy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm telling y'all, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of all this craziness. I really am. But
so
I haven't heard.
Now that I'm sorry. Now that we are off into the presidency, I just wanted to get a quick poll of what. How do you think Biden is doing right now? How, I mean, him and Kamala. What are your true, honest opinions on the state of the union right now?
I didn't hear Kamala's name until you just said it. I didn't hear I ain't heard nothing Kamala.
I saw her walking up and down the steps that one day, exercising on the news in January, February, maybe when it was still cold, and I ain't seen nothing else.
I ain't seen that one. Is she alive? Y'all check on Kamala.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, man, y'all.
Check on Kamala. You know what color her husband is. Check on Kamala.
Do a wellness check. Yeah. You need to check in and mark yourself safe on Facebook.
That's what I'm going to call it. I'm doing a wellness check on Kamala Harris because I have not seen her face.
You need to go on Instagram or Facebook and do that. Like,
right now.
Go viral.
Go viral.
Show your face.
Do some work around here.
Work around here.
Where you at?
You was out here marching during the pandemic on the damn bullhorn. Vote. I ain't seen Kamala. I'm telling you.
Dang, I ain't noticed that either, but I heard a peep.
You had a bullhorn, Kamala, and now you on mute. You on mute.
We put the wrong Harris in office. We should have put G.I. Harris in office.
We should have put Harris in there because she would have ran everything.
Man, listen.
Oh, man.
That little baby's so cute to me. T.I. Lad, little baby. She's so cute. She be on Instagram. She got a song, y'all, she was working on in the studio with the auto-tune. But she was doing really good. She do better with it than what I can do with it. And she was doing real good with that auto-tune. It sound real good. But I enjoy watching her. She's a very smart little girl. And I didn't know Cardi B was pregnant again, y'all, too. She popped out the woodwork. Yeah. I didn't know that. But they did her so bad. Did y'all see that Instagram? They did her so bad for her baby birthday.
Wow.
Okay, it was her baby
birthday. I didn't see it. What happened?
It was her baby birthday, and they had a party for the baby, you know, earlier during the day, like a big princess, like a big thing. It was a big thing, and her mama had bought her this diamond necklace, I think it was. I wish I had it. It had the Hello Kitty little.
I wish I had.
And she was like telling the little girl, "You like it? You know how she talk? You like it?" And the little girl was looking at her like, "Yeah, I like it, but you know." And I was like, "Hell, you know, like I like it. You can send it to me. I like it." But they were dogging her so bad because later, you know how it is when you have a child party. After dog, it becomes the adult party. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows
what?
That. Okay. So her and her husband were dancing, you know, on the video. And they were, you know, hyped and they were dancing. And the baby had a balloon or something that she was trying to, like, you know, hit up to her mama, like, you know, play with me type thing. And her mama was dancing with her daddy at the moment. But she did kind of like hit the balloon back to her, you know, to acknowledge her. But they went crazy on Instagram, on Twitter, talking about she did ignored the baby. And the baby would look so disappointed because it's the baby birthday. The baby should have been in the bed, first of all, because it was nighttime. Because they had already parted during the day. You know, but it was her birthday, so I'm quite sure she was just letting her stay up, you know, because it was her birthday.
Exactly.
And the And it wasn't people. Like she was out there dancing on a trifling, you know, being trifling with a man. It's her husband. It's they baby. They made her. So why can't they celebrate?
And they celebrating. Exactly.
They celebrating.
So, you know,
see, this
everybody done got so damn sensitive online now.
Right.
You can't say nothing. You
man,
can't
do they do that in person. I took a picture with you celebrating our kid, and it caused all kind of turmoil. I got robbed, left, all that. So people, you know, good energy and real will bring the worst out of people.
You can't be seen with the queen. Nobody gets to be seen with the queen and not pay.
You know, you're going to pay cash, grasses, nobody rises, but yeah, it's a cost to be a boss.
You got to pay. But for real, though, y'all, I'm just tripping on the world right now. And everybody seems to be okay with the way things are. And I'm feeling really sorry because we have lost, y'all, two young men, one in Lee County, and I think the other one was in Chambers County. In Chambers County. And two ATV crash accidents, one 14-year-old, and I think the other guy was 15, I want to say. He was either 15 or 17. I don't think he was 17. So I'm going to say 15. I could be wrong. But these happen just like within weeks of each other. Both of them are dead. And this is just from not wearing helmets on these ATVs. Y'all, if y'all going to let these children ride, ain't nothing wrong with them ride. But if y'all going to let them ride, make them put on the helmet, too. Because this young man, he just lost control in Lee County. He lost control. He left the road, lost control. And he died from the impact of his head actually hitting different, you know, debris and stuff that was out there. And he's lost his life simply because he didn't have on a helmet. So if you guys are going to let these children ride these ATVs and motorcycles and scooters and stuff, please make them wear a helmet. Because that's just awful to have to go through something
now,
like that.
Now, while you speak of that, see, you know, we told them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these little young boys, they give no fucks about helmets. They trying to pop wheelies. They're not supposed to be riding them in the street. That's one thing, because they're ATVs, right?
Right.
So they do anything in the street. So, you know, God forbid anything happens to them, but when you can't control and that shit flips, because I know I was on one when I was a kid, and I damn near turned one up on my ass, and that shit scared the shit out of me. But I still got on it. But I didn't think people come in there arms broken and crushed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some don't make it. You know what I'm saying? And please, when y'all ride them not on the street. Ride them in the road, in the dirt or somewhere. Not on the street. Do not do it.
And make sure that they like, I ride all that stuff, but then people will modify and put the 212s on everything, and you got a motorcycle motor on the ATV. Now, if you want to ride them on the road, long as they go 35 and up, go get you a plate, get some insurance, put the turn signals on there. The law has been regulated and made to accommodate people who have an argument. Well, hey, I'm a pro, or I drive mine the right way. Go get a plate, get your turn signals, and as long as it go fast as traffic, they'll let you drive them long as you get it registered with some insurance. But people don't want to do that. And so when you plan with your life, you got to remember you putting everybody else's life in danger. So, like, I jump on them. I got all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I got to ride safely, not just for me, but for everybody else. So I hope they'll take that in accountability, even though it's, quote, unquote, some type of fun to them. You gotta think past the stupid shit we be wanting to do that just affects us in our mind, because that affects everybody. And then once you're gone, there's an after effect as well. So, yeah, put on the helmet, elbow guards, all that. And if you're going to be in the street, get your shit legalized. Quit playing with people's lives.
Right. Absolutely. So now I'm going to move on to the police, because I'm not, you know, it's always something to talk about when it comes to the police. But this Indy 100 had posted yesterday that two ex-police officers, because I think they have been fired, from Rockland, Maine Police Department, right? They went to jail for beating 11 porcupines to death while on duty.
Why?
Okay.
Like, well, I'm trying to figure out why. Why would you do that?
Why?
Addison Cox, 28, and Michael Rollerson, 31, admitted to beating 11 of the animals with their batons while on duty for Rockland, Maine Police Department in June last year. Rollerson was sentenced to 270 days in jail with 20 days suspended, while Cox got 90 days with 10 days suspended, and both men each handed around $1,000 fine or ordered to carry out community service. And they said they gave Rollinson a stiffer sentence because he was a senior officer and he killed more porcupines. So I'm trying to understand, what the hell did the porcupine do to y'all? Is it the fact that you can't...
Even if you got poked, it's a porcupine. It did what it was supposed to do. Why would you beat all of them to death? I ain't understanding what was the necessity of that.
They didn't go into detail with it because whatever they said wasn't going to make no damn sense.
Right.
It is no
and beating
reason
them
that
to
you
death,
would beat
was...
an animal to death like
yeah.
that. And 11
of
them,
you
got a
pistol,
you got a taser, you got all kind of other weapons. For you to be doing that shit, you acting like it's personal. Between you and the porcupine,
exactly.
I'm trying to figure out what the porcupine did do to you.
Or enjoyment.
I don't understand that. That is weird.
That'll let you know animals got rights.
Yeah.
But with animals, your ass going to jail. That's some stupid ass. They stupid. So
I mean, some shit you deserve to. That was unnecessary, whatever they did it for.
Why they on work? Why they at the job, man? You on the job. You supposed to be going to fight crime. This is what you doing, though. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Beating shit to death.
So how y'all feel about these new infections we seeing in the White House of fully vaccinated folks? Like, what are y'all talking about?
It's from the vaccine. Shit. It's from the vaccine.
The vaccinated people. Now they saying that all of these vaccines that they have out are 90% effective when it comes to you not dying from or being hospitalized, they believe, but it's only 80% protective against the virus itself. Like it, you know, you probably still gonna get the virus. You just probably not gonna die from it. If you get the vaccine, they say. So my point is, if you're going to get it either way.
Either way.
If you're going to get it either way, I'm just trying to have somebody make it make sense. Like, I can't get nobody to make it make sense to me. Now, Biden said the other day that the unvaccinated people is the reason that they have a pandemic now. That's what he said. It's the unvaccinated people is the reason why they have, you know, these problems that they having as far as pandemic. But my thing is, the unvaccinated people are not sick.
Right, we're not sick.
They're not sick. So y'all make it make sense.
It was a pandemic before it was a vaccine. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense all the way around this whole table, because none of this stuff that's coming out of y'all mouth make no sense.
Makes sense.
Now
like
you want everybody
strand,
to talk about space and aliens. Now they're saying something. I read something the other day about China's supposed to be sending out some type of rockets or something to block this big thing that's supposed to be hitting the Earth. Have y'all seen it? I don't know.
It's weird.
But they're supposed to be blocking something that's supposed to be coming toward the Earth very soon. And so they're going to try to block.
With what? Block it with what?
We're shooting at it with rockets.
Good luck with that shit. Okay,
yeah.
So I wanted to see, did y'all hear about in April, police were called to a traffic detail regarding a man impersonating a police officer. When officers arrived, they found a man in a black and white car with red and blue lights on it. He was displaying a police badge, wearing a firearm on his waist and a traffic vest marked police. His story quickly fell apart when police began questioning him. This is in Ohio. Yep. So my thing is, if you find it, and okay, they was going to show him leniency, but then they found an assault rifle in his trunk with a bunch of rounds. And I'm thinking back just a couple weeks back on the 4th of July, I watched a video where the young man said that he watched the police run out the bushes and shoot everybody. Then I watched the police the next morning say they got a call that black people, about 80 black people was out there fighting and just shooting at each other. So where did the call come from? The same white man who came out the bushes shooting to report 80 black people in a fight on a little block party that all the video don't show no fighting. So I'm not really trying to negate that, but I'm connecting dots. Both of these incidents was in Ohio, and they caught a man on camera riding around in a police car with the police vest, with the police badge. It turned out to be plastic, but it was still a good replica of the police department he used to be at. And this man had a assault rifle in the trunk with a bunch of ammo and a belt on with the firearm in the belt. So are we facing a time where it's lightweight to purge, like, but it's just a specific group of people who are allowed to go into groups of black people and churches and different things. And if you get away, you get away. If they catch you, you get turned over, okay. But if you get away, they ain't catching these people once they're gone.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. So that's just a thought. Be careful. If you're pulled over and you're not sure, your best bet is to, and I'm not telling you this as a legal recourse, like I'm a lawyer or something, but if I'm being pulled over and I'm pretty sure you're not a cop, you're going to meet me at the police station, and then we can sort it out there. Because then you ain't going to shoot me down because I pulled up to the police station. What's good? If you the police, I'm where you want me to be. Other than that, don't just pull over for them old school suspicious cars. If it's not in a public place, this guy tried to pull a trucker over on the side of the interstate, and it didn't go well for him because the people around was not falling for his BS, though he had a lot of legitimate equipment, including an assault rifle and a sidearm. So just be careful in that aspect.
Yeah.
These are those good old boys.
Yeah, they better be careful, y'all, because nowadays you can just walk up into some bullshit. Like you just never would expect this to happen. All you wanted to do was go in that store and get a bag of chips and a pop,
yep,
something. And
yep,
the whole World War III we done broke out around you. And you just standing there like, what the fuck just happened? Like, this is the mentality,
yep,
of the people. Like, the people have, first of all, lost faith in our government because y'all really showed y'all asses to America. And it's good that y'all, you know, distributing a little bit of money because it's still not enough money. There's no way it's enough money. But y'all just issuing out a little bit, just enough to piss these big corporations off because y'all want them to do what y'all want them to do now. So you trying to make the choice or decision. So you're giving the people a little bit of something. But I remember when we were waiting to see, was anybody going to help us? Was anybody going to give us some money to feed our kids? Was anybody going, since we supposed to been in the house, we wasn't supposed to go nowhere and out and stuff like that. And they left and went on break.
Yep. I remember I had just left D.C. right before January 26th is when they told all of us working on Elizabeth Warren's campaign, hey, we finna shut everything down in the next couple of weeks. They officially did it in February, but they gave us the heads up. Go home, save your money, get canned goods, toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
They told us behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, they knew the whole plan and play. They knew they wasn't going to address it right away. You see how quick they cut benefits off of people. It's the push of a button. You see how quick they make decisions,
yep,
to put suffering on people. But when it's to do the right thing, they put you through a bunch of paperwork, politics, and bullshit. And that's the truth. We have to take back our government because right now it's the corporation, all cap. we have to turn it back into capital U, lowercase N-I. You see what I'm saying? Follow me. We got to turn it back into the United States of America, a union of different states and people who have ideals and rights and constitutional leads. Because people like me who keep saying this, they're going to lock you up, kill you, debunk you, and you know what I'm saying? They're going to do something to make sure the masses, I don't get a million followers. I don't get 10 million followers. Even if they're organic, they're going to put a stop to that. But if we all wake up and we all put ourselves in a position to be that politician, even though we hate politics, I hate politics. But I politic with you every day. I politic with the brothers and sisters when we jump on the radio show, when I go out into the world. And that's a part of our being, but we have to start controlling our situation. They playing with us. They've been doing it a long time. But at the end of the day, they have to get our permission. They always got to get us to sign something, agree to something, vote for something, this and that, because at the end of the rainbow, there is something or someone who said, and they know it, they have to get us to agree, so we got to wake up and disagree in unison.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
And I hope if don't nothing else resonate from my life and everything I do and why I do it is because that someday I believe we're going to do that. Like I could make choices to be very selfish and live great from a long time ago the first time I was asked to betray my homeboys and brothers and whoever, you know, for a dollar. And I'm still standing on that. So I think once we stand up to these politicians and tell them, hey, we're giving you a chance. Do your job. And if you don't, they know we have the power to have a radio show or put a post up or get with a nonprofit and shut their ass down. They're going to tremble in their boots because at the end of the day, they just want to feed their kids to leave a legacy, some millions, a mansion, some cars. That's the end result. Get a little booty while they here. Whatever they into, that's what they really want. Go to space, all these weird things they want to do that says that we don't count. We have to make them, because, see, we have to miss a meal for them to have that $1 billion. All of us have to, you know, unanimously agree to miss some meals and suffer in a certain way for them to keep those resources. But, again, for some reason, they have to keep asking us. And we keep agreeing. We can't do nothing about it. I'll just vote for Biden because it's, you know, the lesser of two evils. We got to wake up from that shit. We got to put somebody in D.C. I trust you to do the right thing. We're going to put our a million black people, 2 million, 10 million. We put money down, $1, $2 down. We got enough of shit. And we can still buy our bottle of Hennessy and get some weed. Go out to the club.
Who can you trust?
And we got to make that person, if we got to have a sister, have a baby, groom that baby for 20 years, oh, so what? We've been going through this 1,000 years. So if we got to groom kids from the root, you know, invest in them. If they good at being an attorney and a politician, really invest in that shit. Quit letting them tell us that our kids ain't nobody. If they got a fiery attitude, give them some Adderall or Ritalin or whatever the new drug is. Calm them down. And then for the elite, they send them to private school, to Yale, to Princeton. But our kids, they want us to give them some drugs and tell them to sit down and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hey, I hear they got
good
drugs
up.
In Yale, too.
For real.
They got good drugs.
Since
y'all talk about drugs, I'm going to bring this up because the shit was so damn funny. It was funny, but it wasn't funny. Because they got these lawsuits going on right now with the Alabama corrections folks in the jail because of the shit they've been having going on. So how about...
Oh, wow.
It's been a lot of people just coming up dead at the jail, right? And I don't know if these people are ODing or is it because inmate type of deals with some of them. I don't know what the deal is, but a lot of bodies been coming up in these Alabama prisons. And another point they was making was that during the pandemic, now, you know, during the pandemic, when nobody allowed to visit at the jail as far as
right.
people outside of the jail,
right.
but yet the drug flow in the jail never stopped. They kept having drugs during the whole pandemic. They still had all of the drugs they could want to get on the street.
So what that means?
They have a dilemma because the people want to know how in the hell do they got drugs? And ain't nobody been to the prison. Can't nobody come visit, so you can't say it's the visitor. So who? How they getting drugs? So it's a big thing now, but, you know.
The nurses, the
a lot of money bringing contraband into those jails. That little check which y'all pay them to guard them people ain't nothing.
Exactly.
The amount of money they can get. Getting involved in that country, man. And y'all know that.
Yeah, because I got a homie that work in the casino system in one state, and he said just for a little raggedy phone, they be making hundreds of dollars taking just a little $10, $20
phone away. A little flip phone going to cost you anything from $3 to $5 in there.
And that just blew my mind.
And it's got the same, you know, them little games they used to give you on them phones.
Snake.
Snake and all that.
Oh, shit.
Them phones going for $300 and $500, y'all, a pop. So don't think no correction officers going to take no. They already taking a risk with their life coming in there every day for pennies. And the inmates
right.
them thousands of dollars. So what the hell you think they going to do? Hell yeah, they feel
high. Answer me this. This is one real question I have for that same homie. What type of person want to go sit up in a prison for 12 hours a damn day? Don't you realize you in prison too? You get to go home, but you still in prison, nigga. And that's the
listen.
You
still got to
do
the prison rules.
Exactly. They checking your ass too, coming in coughing and your balls. Like, come on, man. Ooh, I don't know. I don't get it.
She is now just screwing the inmate all in front of the other inmate. Didn't even care. She had got so good with it. She had cut a hole in her uniform pants for easy. Now you know.
Ooh, come get in the glory hole, guys.
She had a one-year-old with a glory hole. She had the flap like the one.
And everybody knew what they had. Because she didn't care. She didn't care at all.
Bussing.
You don't cut a hole in your damn pan. You know you don't care.
Then you thirsty. Shit.
You thirsty.
But I guess you say if you there 12 hours, hell, you feel me? Hey, that's your whole day. How you going to find a man? It's all the men in there, shit.
Come on now.
Oh, she got in-house.
Yeah, in-house.
Right, if I was working in a women's prison and I ain't had no lady at the crib, shit, and they putting it up on the glass and all I got to do is pull up to the bars, hell, I'm there 12 hours a day.
Oh my
you
God.
Might see all kind of shit up in there.
See, that's
like,
why
okay,
they not letting y'all be guards and shit. That's why y'all. But I do want to bring this up to y'all, too, because this was the funniest shit in the world to me. This lady from Nevada, y'all, she done broke into a dentist office and stole money and pulled 13 teeth from an unconscious patient on two separate occasions. Two different times she did. Yeah. Okay. Her name is Laurel Each, who is not a dentist, broke into a dental office where she claimed she had performed work, stole $22,861 in cash and checks during the March 3rd break-in. And the tooth extraction occurred on a different date than the break-in. So she done stole money one time she broke in there. And then another time she broke it down, she done pulled 13 teeth on somebody that probably wasn't even supposed to get no teeth pulled at all.
That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I would beat her ass. You hear me? I would beat her ass. She done pulled 13 of my teeth. Baby,
oh,
and me,
she was going to get her dental degree right then.
Because I would beat her ass. I'm telling you.
Damn.
Ain't no
way. How she do? Like, how she knew to do all this? Like,
I don't know. This is just mind-blowing to me. But now she couldn't afford to pay the $20,000 bond because she's still in jail.
Oh.
So
oh.
She couldn't pay.
Because she wasn't a real dentist. A real
hey,
dentist would have had that. God. Pulling
yeah,
somebody's teeth out. You breaking bones off their skull. That's kind of crucial.
I mean, but if you can see this lady, anybody with good mind, if you walk into a place, and you know damn well you at the wrong dentist's office.
So did they pay her? How did they pay her?
That's what I'm saying. How did she get in there like that? Like,
she stole money and checks. So I don't know what she thought she was gonna do with the checks, but she stole money
Lord.
And checks and pulled the EFOC.
2021.
I ain't never heard of that. Pray for America, cause it's bad out here. We finna get into some of this Snipe and Uncle Pete, y'all. Yola. We'll be back.
My mama young as sea. I'm from the dirt, so I know snakes are amongst the leaves. War ready like I just got issued new fatigue. Pocket full of dirty money, cause I deal with fiends. Dope boy, don't blame me, I supply a need. And I really mean it. If you can't feel the shit I write, a blind man should read it. I see dead people, no Ouija board needed. Pressure bust pipes, I figured my drip out. Blue heads all over the crib, it might be Nip House. I'm a king, you know the money with me, might be Tip House. Walks off, carry a big stick, you know them opps out. Push the foreign all through the hood, give them something to talk about. Been shot, stabbed, and stitched together. Through it all, I just shoulder it like Mayweather. See, I forgave but won't forget. Wanna play, then get your bitch. To a pipe and with the shit. Put a hole in the op, cause you say you want the bitch. Designer clothes don't make you less lame. You ain't worth shit, just a pun in this chess game. Then bulk bag and stretch game. Enough snow, I can sponsor one of X Games. And your goal make your neck change. I'm from a city where they hate you when you do better. Got a 30, die around some pussies, boy, you Hugh Hefner. Can't gas me up, I'm the new Tesla. Nigga, ask me, Yola, how you so special? A lump of coal mixed with heat combined with pure pressure. I'm a ball forever, no timeout, Chris Webber. Three baby mamas, four kids, I couldn't have done better. If ain't the plug in my city, then name a nigga better. It's Eastside forever, and COY them letters. I draw down a walking off, you gon' need a stretcher. My life a masterpiece, your life a mean nigga. Go hard in the paint, Will and Kareem nigga. Yeah.
Can't you hear your people crying out? Oh, oh. Cries of pain, change we need it now.
We need it, we need it now.
No justice, no peace. Can't you see?
Open your eyes.
Overdue equality.
Slow it up.
I'm demanding that you love black people, every man and woman, boy and girl.
Slow it up,
that relax. All people, take a stand.
Well, slow it up,
that relax. All people,
well, slow it up,
that relax. All people, take a stand.
Well, slow it up,
that relax. All people,
slow it up.
I guess we're going to wind everything up.
Yes.
I done well enjoyed y'all tonight. I done laughed. Ooh, we. I don't know. Just some of the people in the world is doing today. You know, I thank God for covering, and I thank God for all the blessings and securities based around me, because the world have gone crazy. And if you don't have something to hold on to, like your own inner peace and knowing who you are and what you stand for and the favor that you have, you'll never realize and recognize your power. As long as somebody else can control you, your emotions, how you feel, how you react, then they got you, baby. You have to learn how to just X all that out, because it's not important. It's irrelevant. It's not important. And nothing that God hasn't ordained will stand. And so those are the type of things that you just need to carry with you at all times, you know, because life is hard, but it's not impossible. And happiness comes from you. You decide what brings you happiness and what brings you joy in your life. And we got a caller, y'all. We're going to pull them in here. 4600 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have here?
This is Bianchi. What's your topic tonight, Tweety Bird?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Bianchi calling from the Midwest.
Hi.
What's your topic tonight? I just tuned in. And yeah, that was 16 minutes. So I bet it was something juicy, wasn't it?
No, actually, we talked about a variety of things tonight because there's so much going on in the world. So we have been talking about all of the crazy things that's been happening as far as Georgia, the councilman that called the black lady the N-word several times in a public setting and threatened to shoot her in the face, and he hasn't been suspended from his position. How do you have a thought or a comment on that?
Well, no. Heck, you got a governor in New York that 13 or 16 women came forth and talked about his sexual abuse of them, and he still haven't resigned. I mean, that's what they do.
I mean, but it's like, how, like, okay,
Who was there when they said it?
Oh, wow. This is interesting because I'm wondering how so many people with these type of views and these type of feelings actually hold a public office that can control what happens to us as a people. So I'm trying to
Who do you mean by us, Tweety Bird?
Black people.
Well, you got black people that call folks names, too.
Yeah, I understand you have black people that call folks names, but they're not holding office or positions like this.
No, yes, they are, too. You had a woman in University City, Missouri, right outside St. Louis, named Maria Chappelle Nadal on her Twitter page. I hope he is assassinated, talking about Donald Trump. And the FBI showed up at her door.
Well, that
was... yeah, it goes on.
That was...
Look what Maxine Waters said. Get up in their face, no matter where they are, in the restaurant, so on, so on, so on. Nobody reprimanded her.
Well, I just don't understand what type of government we living under, honestly. Or do
now,
we
I
have...
got one more for you. In Memphis, Tennessee, you in Georgia?
I'm in Alabama.
Well, you right up next to you, right a little off to...
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Let me see. South, so you would be west of Memphis. In Memphis, Tennessee, they elected a white congressperson, Steve Cohen, for the 5th Congressional District of Tennessee, which includes Shelby County, which is majority black.
Mm-hmm.
Black people elected him at least 2 terms. And he tried to join the Congressional Black Caucus. And they got a standing rule that don't allow whites to be members.
Oh. Wow. Well, I guess...
Now, he represents blacks. He took Ford's seat when he resigned. They tried to elect his son, Ford's son, but the people turned him down and went with Steve Cohen. And you go Google it. Deny him because they got a standing rule that was put in place during the time of Lacey Clay Sr. And even today that no whites can be members. That's Congress people.
That is crazy. So what do we do as a people to have these people removed? How can we, what would be the steps we need to take to get these people out of office?
They ain't going to do nothing, ma'am. Heck, they voted for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been a racist for 47 years. He did an eulogy over Robert Byrd's funeral. Robert Byrd was the head of the Ku Klux Klan somewhere. And the things he said, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. And all that crazy mess. Blacks still went out and voted for him. And Clyburn brought him to the church.
We just messed up, huh?
I tell you, is that your husband there with you?
No, this is Snipe actually is on the air with us. Anton is not here.
But I tell your husband, Anton, you tell your husband, Anton, I'm coming down and have some blackberry cobbler, some peach cobbler that I know you good at fixing.
Oh,
with him.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get me something to eat.
I heard that. I make sure I let him know.
Yeah, well, anyway, you go ahead and have a pleasant and safe rest of the evening, rest of the week.
Okay, you too.
Right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Snipe. I tell you, it's been one for the book. It's been one for the book. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, we got about 11 more minutes, but we're going to go ahead and give you 11 minutes back of your day and enjoy the rest of your evening. And I'm going to get over here in the chat and chop it up with you guys. So we're going to holler
at you. We're going to get in there. Where they at?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody show up tonight. Where they at?
Right. Get in their ass. Straight like that. Okay, y'all have a blessed evening, and we will get with y'all next Tuesday. Same time, same place. Holla.
Peace out.